USA Radio News with Wendy King.
45,000 people will be affected. That's the number of airline workers who will lose their jobs immediately. They're set to be furloughed or laid off altogether. The airline can no longer continue to employ them due to the Coronavirus CARES Act. It was passed back in March, and now it will expire. The government's payroll support program for the airlines will be allowed to expire with no deal reached to extend it. That means airline companies will begin laying off people immediately. Two of the nation's biggest airlines say with no compromise on Capitol Hill to extend the program, they're forced to move forward with their long-planned furloughs in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. American Airlines is most affected, with 19,000 people set to be laid off. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The organization that sets the procedures for presidential debates has announced that it plans to restructure the events going forward after the chaos and verbal sparring of the night before. The candidates are talking about their performances. President Trump before leaving Washington for a rally in Duluth, Minnesota.
By every measure, we won the debate easily last night. I think he was very weak. He looked weak. He was whining. We won the debate by almost every poll that I saw.
All polls, even on Fox News, show Biden winning the debate. He did get much more airtime due to the many interruptions from President Trump. After the debate, Biden went on an old-fashioned train tour. He spoke to people in Ohio.
The President of the United States conducting himself the way he did, I think it was just a national embarrassment.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former FBI Director James Comey has defended his actions to investigate possible links between the Trump 2016 presidential campaign and Russian operatives. Testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee as part of its oversight into the Crossfire Hurricane investigation, Comey disputed assertions by Trump, Republican senators, and Attorney General William Barr that the probe was unfounded and politically motivated. Comey said that the probe eventually resulted in nearly 200 criminal charges and dozens of indictments or guilty pleas after being taken over by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Republicans have long criticized the inquiry. The Trump administration declared invalid 2 of 4 surveillance warrants related to former campaign advisor Carter Page after Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz outlined 17 inaccuracies in 3 applications filed under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. In 2018, the president directed the department to declassify text messages sent by Comey and former FBI officials Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and Justice Department official Bruce Orr. Committee Chair Senator Lindsey Graham repeatedly pressed Comey on why Page was targeted for surveillance, despite the emergence of exculpatory information. Senator Patrick Leahy criticized Graham's handling of the hearing. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.